It is Get Well Wednesday. Is there a doctor in the house? Yes, it is. Dr. Jeff Gardier, better known as America's and NeNe's psychologist. Dr. Jeff, one of the most widely sought-after experts in the field of mental health. A recent study shows that people who stay connected to the office through mobile phone and laptop use after hours are more likely to have problems with their health and private lives. Good morning, Dr. Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good morning, all. Great to speak to you. Sybil, Jay, and Skip, of course.
Well, tell us now. We know Sybil's crazy. And I think it's from the working.
And lovely.
Thank you, Dr.
But how does working too much really impact your mental health?
Well, because when it comes to work, we have to look at the work-life balance. And if you're putting all your eggs in that basket of work and working 10, 12, 14 hours a day and not taking care of the work that we call parenting and marriage and partnering and being there socially for others, then you miss out on that completely. And all work and no play, you know the deal.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I thought we lost you
there. No, still here.
Okay. Well, what are some of the statistics that on those that stay connected to the office while at home? What are some of those statistics?
Well, they're saying almost 40, 50, 60% of those individuals who stay at the office all the time or that who come home and are still tethered to their devices, these individuals end up having more stress. They end up having more cardio issues, heart issues, and they end up having more marriage dysfunctions, of course.
Well, what are some of the tips that can create more balance or suggestions for couples how to handle this?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you have a no IT or no phone zone when you come home. Have some fun zone, but no phone zone. So, in other words, when you get home 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and let's face it, most of us have those 12-hour days. 9 to 5 is all over with now, but we're doing better off than many, of course. Mm-hmm. But the deal is you turn off the phones or you say when it comes to dinner, all phones will be put away. Also, number two, and most importantly, the study says that we impose upon ourselves all these standards from work, that we believe our bosses want us to work all the time, even when we get home. But the reality is it's not true. So clear that up with the boss, set strict boundaries, and that's one of the most important things you could do. And, of course, the third tip, and most importantly, is also treat your marriage, your parenting, your relationships as work. So you can't do both, work from the office and work at home trying to keep things together. Have those separate boundaries.
That's easier said than done, though, Doctor. And so how do you start that if you've already been involved in a long-term situation at work where you are working 24/7, as it were, and you want to change it? How does one start that?
Well, tell Tom Joyner you're not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
You're just not going to stand it anymore. I know he's working you all to the bone. Well, I think part of the thing you have to do is you have to have the cooperation from home. You know, it's like getting through, you know, any kind of difficulty or addiction sometimes we have, and we're workaholics, many of us. Mm-hmm. You know the deal. So I think it's important that we get the support from our partners, from our kids, to say, hey, listen, you know, I want you all to help me with this. You know, so if I put my phone away at dinner, I want everybody else to put their phones away at dinner. If I have a no phone zone or at a certain time in the household, all the computers go off, whether that's 8 or 9 p.m., and you know your kids are going to fight you on this, then it becomes a culture in the home where you're all working together to reconnect that human touch that we've lost. You know, we have kids sitting next to one another, texting one another, or we're constantly as adults texting back to work. So I just think it's important that as a culture, we begin to reconnect, as you guys do, you know, on the trips that you put together and so on the family trips.
Doctor, let me just ask you, I know you can't answer this right now, but perhaps we could have you back at another time talking about difficult psychological issues pertaining to the workplace and their your coworkers who are just dang crazy.
What do you do about somebody who just makes you crazy? You come to work sane, Doc, but when you get here, there's that person that just makes you crazy.
For a few hours.
What do you do about him?
I tell you what you do about one another. Realize that there's some real love up in that house, and that in order to put that emotion of craziness in there, you got to love somebody, so you take the craziness with the love. That's a good balance. I'll take that.
All right, you're not on the bus. That's easy for you to say. You ain't on the bus, Doc.
I don't know why they have a problem, Doc, because crazy should recognize crazy.
And you can make a good living off of it, too.
Dr. Jeff Gardner, thank you. America's psychologist. Have a great day. As a matter of fact, you can text your questions to 646464. Dr. Gardner will be there to answer them on blackamericaweb.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a great day.